This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
No military support for Nancy Pelosi in her overseas trip. Also coming up this weekend, football. And I'm sure that Bob Ney, who's in our virtual green room, the former congressman from Ohio, joining us right at the top here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Can't wait for those weekend games, the AFC and the NFC championship game. No Cleveland Browns in sight, by the way, Bob. But maybe you'll watch for fun, huh?
Yeah, New England Patriots now. Right.
Oh, New England Patriots, Bob, they win all the time. Are you a bandwagon?
You know, I do all these stations, and I don't want them listening to your show, and then they think I lied to them. I do all these New England stations in the morning.
And you tell them, I'm totally rooting for the Patriots.
I'm for them, right.
And then if you happen to do it, you do a city, and you do somewhere in Kansas, I'm totally
sure.
For the Chiefs.
Absolutely. You bet. That's politics.
Yeah, I was going to say, spoken like a true ex-congressman, so it's perfect.
That's right.
Nancy Pelosi's trip overseas, no military support. What's up with that?
Well, it's sort of like, you cancel my State of the Union, I cancel your junket overseas. And, literally, that's basically what happened because, of course, Speaker Pelosi came out, as you know, and said because of the shutdown and, the cost of security that, she was going to ask the president to move the State of the Union. Now, I will tell you right off the bat, because I used to oversee with Bill Livingood, our former Sergeant of Arms for the House, the State of the Union security. So I know everything about that night. And frankly, there's no reason it would not go on. It has nothing to do with Homeland Security. We don't have TSA agents all over the Capitol. So, President's upset about that. So then he says, oh, fine, okay. And they had the bus outside the Longworth House office building, Kate. That's where they parked the bus. So members are finishing after the week, running, to the bus. They're on the bus. And all of a sudden, they've got to get off the bus because the president says, fine. He's the ultimate authority on these security trips and who goes. And he said, due to the shutdown, if we can't have the State of the Union, I guess we can't have security to go overseas. So Nancy Pelosi and the members' trip was obviously voided by Donald Trump.
Wow, tit for tat. I love it. Yeah, that's a chess move.
Two kids in the sandbox, and that's what happens.
Exactly. How about this? I want to get your reaction to this because you would have been involved in what happened with the whole Star Wars thing and how that carried through years after Reagan. And now it was mothballed, as you obviously know. And now the president is saying the U.S. is going to develop space-based missile defense. Is this a smart move?
Well, this has always been controversial, and when the Star Wars, came up, I had supported like a lot of people had, but then people actually made fun of it. And now we think that there's development in space by, the Chinese and the Russians, and that's the frontier where they want to go and maybe be able to, do something from outer space. So I think it's at least stirred the idea again. And then President, what was the program he had? He was going to call the new space wars or something. Going to have a new space front or something.
Yeah.
And so I think it's probably something that the scientists can look at. I really hate to see that battle start to go into outer space. We have enough competition down here on the Earth.
Boy, no kidding. Somebody that you worked with, we talked about him before, Congressman Steve King, he is massively under fire, but Iowa voters are divided on whether he should go or not because of the remarks about white supremacy and then how he explained that it was taken out of context.
Well, and they're going to be that way. I served with Steve King and honestly never understood a lot of times what he said. Of course, there are other people I serve with that would say some things, some of it racist in the other direction. But with Steve King, he always had this history. But again, his district would, always send him back. And amidst this, you're right, they're split once again on him. And he can't be thrown out for what he says, because then if you start that, then you could, get other members for things they say. So it's going to be up to their voters. Let's see what they do in 2 years. But right now, it doesn't look like it's 80-20 against him. It looks like it's pretty well split in his district.
Yeah, when you were at college, let me ask you a question. Did you automatically get all these credit cards in the mail saying, Mr. Bob Ney, here, we're going to offer you a line of credit. Do you remember getting a whole bunch of those in the mail?
Yes, I went to Ohio State, and I can remember doing that. Now, in my era, it was only beginning. It got a little worse, you know, after, I would say around 1980 or so, it even got worse. But sure, I warned my own children about that as they became, you know, college-aged. Yes, I do remember.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I ask that is Elizabeth Warren is demanding that Wells Fargo be kicked off college campuses. And, of course, that's a huge bank market, the college students. 31 colleges, the Wells Fargo is located where 31 colleges are, right there on the campus. And they say, this is another side of it, she's saying that they charge students the highest fees of all the banks that were looked at.
Well, yes, and, you know, there are usury laws, which will tend to be quite high for what we call usury. And, you know, it some states it might be lower. Each state has its own, you know, usury laws. I mean, I think people have to be very careful about it because they can run these cards up, and I think you have to teach your kids. But on the other hand, I don't know how you start with Wells Fargo. What do you do with everybody? I mean,
yeah.
Are you going to ban the mail? You just have to hopefully educate people. Their credit cards are okay if used responsibly, but the interest rates are, again, that's based on the usury rates where they're domiciled.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Right.
All right, so go Patriots, says the former congressman.
Yes, unless you're listening in another part of the country. If I was in office, I'd be all over the place. I was a football schizophrenic. You know, I had the Steelers in one portion of the district and the Cleveland Browns in the other. I'd be very careful on that one. Very careful.
Yeah. I love it. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
So it's funny. It is true. You know, you look at this week, and if it's not your team and people are asking, well, who are you rooting for? And I think the Patriots have had enough. No offense to the Patriots, and I've certainly interviewed Tom Brady in the past and spent some time with some of the great guys that have rolled through there. But I'd like to see one of the young bloods get it, so maybe the Rams. How cool would that be? The Los Angeles Rams, that's the team that I have a crush on. And why? I don't know why. Because I think that the people in L.A. got jilted when the Rams moved to St. Louis, and then they moved back, and then the people in St. Louis felt jilted. But they were originally an L.A. team. And to do what they've done, and their young coach, Sean McVay, how fired up he is and how he's like a savant for every play. You can ask him any play, and he remembers the play, can tell you exactly how it developed. I think that's pretty neat. So it'd be fun to see how far the Rams go, and especially if you had a situation where the Rams ended up playing the Chiefs. We shall see, because it's now down to four teams, and that's it. We come back on the flip side. We're diving into the mailbag. A lot of mail this time around, but isn't there always? And it's kind of all over the map. I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. There was a couple comments about the championships, the AFC and the NFC. And there were some other comments about what's happening with the shutdown. And then something about Latinos and the president's popularity based on a new poll. We're jawing about that when we jump over the fence. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Yeah, I said we had a ton of mail, and we certainly do. So let's take this first one. This one is from Stan, and Stan says, Kate, I know this is up your alley because I've been listening to you for probably a decade you've been on the air, and congratulations on that anniversary. And I know you've talked about sharks before. I remember when you broadcasted from Maui, and you talked about the tiger sharks. And I was wondering if you saw the story about the great white shark that the divers in Hawaii say was the biggest that they've ever seen. And it was a tiger shark that was feeding off of a dead whale. And they got all kinds of video of it, and it was huge. It might be, and they believe it is, one of the largest great whites on record. Well, as soon as I saw your email, I said, I have to see this. So I looked up the great white shark. And, you know, the Discovery Channel does do that Shark Week thing. And thank you, by the way, for listening to the show and remembering all those details. I remember talking about the tiger shark. I'll tell quickly that story in a minute. But they say the shark is the biggest white ever filmed. I remember they had that deep blue. Remember, and they said that was 20 feet. And they think that shark was 50 years old. Wow, 20 feet. And they're saying this one is, and this was off of Oahu, was bigger than that, just slightly bigger. Man, I'd have no words if I was there and I saw that. And you know how you can tell the size? There was a picture of the diver, and then the size of the shark, and someone put it on Instagram. Someone, you know, put it out there from Honolulu. They whatever their Instagram account was, and it said 7 meters. She, you know, came to Hawaii for an all-you-can-eat vacation. Wow. I mean, this sucker is huge. It's absolutely huge. And it looks fake almost, but it's not fake. It's the real deal. So, wow, you caught me off my game. When I saw that, I was like, oh, I got to go see it. So my quick story about the tiger shark is my mother died a few years ago, and my family took her to Hawaii. She'd been to Hawaii like a crazy amount of times, 40 times. Like they always save for the big trip, and that was always Hawaii. So we decided we were going to do the ashes thing because that meant so much to her, as much as, you know, we were thinking about a plot and all of that. And I'm so glad we did it. But with maybe 15 of us, maybe it was less than 15, but somewhere in that neighborhood of us over there, there was all these tiger, you know, shark sightings, and then somebody was killed, and I thought, oh, my nephew, he won't go in the water. So every time the paper came out, we were collecting all the papers so they wouldn't see the stories about the tiger sharks. Oh, nasty stuff. All right, let's move on. How about this one? This one is from Jake, who always emails us. Kate, I have been paying attention. Thanks to your show, I've had different hours, but I've been listening to what's going on with the whole shutdown deal. And as you've been saying, there is no end in sight. You said this probably the first day that we went through the partial shutdown, that the only way you thought that it would wrap up quickly would be if everybody connected to the TSA, the agents who weren't getting paid, all called in sick, and they shut down the airline industry. Ba-dum-bump. That's it. I don't see how we could survive that. You know, one day of that, 2 days of that, whoo, something would have to happen. Somebody would have to say, I give, or figure it out. But right now, there's no figuring it out. I mean, this is it. And we just talked about the president pulling the military plane from Nancy Pelosi's overseas trip in the shutdown fight. Because it is a tit for tat, because the State of the Union was shut down. Same thing when you're talking about saving money, and there is no money to be had anyway, because you got 800,000 that aren't getting paid. There you go. This is what it leads to, and it's going to be that back and forth punching match or boxing match with a few punches thrown in between. So there doesn't look like there's going to be anything that's going to change that. At least I don't foresee that in the next couple of weeks. We get closer to the 8th, then it's going to get that much more interesting, funding the government and all that entails. And I think it's really split. You know, judging by what all of you have sent me, it's kind of a split thing. Some of you are saying, hey, keep digging in. Others are saying it's ridiculous. There has to be a way to help these people. Yeah, it's like we always say. I mean, pretty much we're a nation divided, politically speaking. Maybe in other ways too, but definitely politically speaking, there is no doubt about that. How about this one? This one came our way from Frank, and Frank says, Michael Cohen, Kate, a turncoat, or in your opinion, is he the scapegoat? Well, I think he's a little bit of both. How about if he's both? Because now he knows. I mean, he had to plead guilty. They just had so much on him to tax evasion, false statements, illegal campaign contributions, false statements. So what is he going to say when he testifies? What are we going to hear from Michael Cohen that's going to be different from something we haven't heard before? And there's going to be really pointed questions, I'm assuming, but, you know, Cohen gets defensive. In fact, there was a tweet I saw from him the other day where he said, as the Wall Street Journal article on polling rigging, what I did at the direction of and for the sole benefit of the @RealDonaldTrump @POTUS, I truly regret my blind loyalty to a man who doesn't deserve it. Wow. So, like I said, it could be a little bit of this and a little bit of that, because he's got to save his skin. I mean, he got a plea deal. He's a witness. So what's he going to offer the prosecution? What's, you know, basically the prosecution. What's he going to offer? Congress is the prosecution. What's he going to offer up that's going to rattle 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to try to get less jail time, which, of course, when you're talking about anything federal and everything that he's sitting on top of, that's what's so difficult. That's why cutting the plea deal, that's why he went in that direction. All right, so poll numbers and the president, this is so fascinating. I just saw a story about this, and then somebody wrote me, actually, about it, too, sent me an email. And this was from Mel, and Mel said, Kate, have you seen the fact that the mayor's poll had the president's Latino support up almost 20 points in the middle of this shutdown? Is that surprising, or are there more conservatives who are Latinos? Well, if you go to parts of Miami and parts of Florida, of course, there's plenty of Latinos who are conservative. So 50% say they support the job he's doing, and that is a big jump from the 31 who answered the same, had the same poll in December. The support among African Americans fell from 19% to 11%, from Caucasian people 50% to 40%. Overall, the approval ratings in the most recent poll, 39%, down 42 from the previous, so that's just a couple of points. That makes the minions around a president nervous every time there's any kind of a loss of a point, especially when you're running again. But other than that, this is, by the way, the NPR PBS NewsHour Maris poll. And those numbers clearly showed that they're up when we're talking about the Latino population. And it's interesting because the president, if you remember, got the support of about 28% of Hispanics in the 2016 election. But that was one area where Hillary Clinton thumped him, which didn't matter in the end. But that was, if we were breaking down ethnic backgrounds and voting and all of that, she doubled those numbers. But his numbers are up, so you do have to think, okay, how many conservatives have that background? How many are tired of the wall situation? How many are here legally, and how did they get here? And what are they saying about people who are coming in illegally, and how do they feel about that? I think that goes round and round in that conversation. Thanks to everybody who shot me an email. You can, too. Just go to katedelaneyradio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact and bada bing. You are in. Snowmageddon again. Beats on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I think if they cannot change their course, the Democrats should actually change their leadership. Who's coming to these meetings?
That's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talking about Nancy Pelosi as President Trump cancels the House Speaker's trip, denying her use of a military plane to get to the Middle East because of the partial government shutdown. Now, this comes as Pelosi tries to tinker with the president's upcoming State of the Union address. Kevin McCarthy says,
I think we can solve this in 15 minutes, and we could.
Now, as for the president, he writes a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this seven-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Serving to years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a subtle breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will help on us retreat.
Get ready, we got snow. You know, when you don't live near snow, as you all know, I'm located in Texas, in the great state of Texas, and when you see snow, a couple of snowflakes, when you see a couple of snowflakes, everybody goes inside. Okay, that's enough, we don't need any more of that. So everybody just pretty much calls it a day. Seriously, if there's a lot of snow, especially ice, there have been some brutal ice storms, but it's so rare. Now, when you're talking about the Northeast, forget about it. A lot of you listening to us in the Midwest, same thing, forget about it, because you know this is what you live with. You're going to deal with the weather, and the weather is sometimes these crazy amounts of snow that that you get dumped on you that you have to deal with. And the amount of snow that's forecast for this year, if you believe that Farmer's Almanac, is pretty bad. I mean, it could be You know, you might go through a few mittens. There might be a few snowball fights. There might be a couple of off days, and even the adult kind of off days. And it's going to muck up travel for a lot of people. I have a friend who's in the travel business and said, yeah, a lot of people from the Northeast are booking some tropical vacations. I wonder why they're doing that. So they're predicting in the next couple of days, in fact, in Washington, it's snowing right now. They're predicting some pretty brutal amounts of snow that could pile up. But here's the thing. In the Midwest or in the Northeast, if they're predicting, you know, 12 inches of snow or whatever, they got the plows out there. They're salting everything down. It is doable. So it's snowing in New York. And it's supposed to snow. It's going to be 7 degrees. That's the low on Sunday. Yikes. I mean, they have some seriously low temps coming their way. But over the weekend is when it's going to get tricky for them. It's snow showers now. I don't know if that carries over through the evening. That's not what they're saying. And then same thing in Philadelphia. Same thing. They're saying the same thing for Washington, D.C., but not quite like Philly or New York and some of those spots in the Midwest that might grab that system up and get hit. Chicago is supposed to get hit pretty badly as well. And like I said, people in those areas, you know that you know how to prepare for that. And just get ready because it is winter and the forecasts are for a lot of snow this time around. All right, I love this story. So it's not about snow or snowflakes or any of that kind of stuff. How about this hotel dishwasher who got $21 million after being forced to work on Sundays? Are you kidding me? Seriously. A jury in Miami said that the dishwasher should get that amount of money in damages because she was continuously scheduled to work on Sundays, and it infringed on her religious rights, see? They determined that Marie Jean-Pierre, who was working at the Conrad Miami, should get back pay, back wages, plus $500,000 for emotional pain and mental anguish. And a punitive damages cap means that she won't see that kind of money from this case, but it's a factor the jury didn't know about, right? Even though they awarded her a huge sum of money, it'll be capped out. But she said she was fired eventually because she had to follow her religious beliefs. And this went on for a long time. You know, this is from, you know, 2009 and before that and up to 2015. And then she was eventually fired because she would call in sick on Sundays. And she worked there for, you know, more than 10 years. She'll get something, but she's not going to get the kind of money. It was capped at $300,000. And her attorney said, listen, I didn't do this for the money. I did it to right the wrongs. So they say they were disappointed by the verdict because of the cap, but hey, it's something, and plus they won that case, which I could only imagine that it will probably, I'm betting, it will probably be appealed. I'm thinking that, yeah. You know, you see these stories like Betty White just celebrated her 97th birthday, and, you know, the popular sitcom Golden Girls, and she was maybe a decade ago, she hosted Saturday Night Live because she got a bump in popularity after those clever Snickers commercials were airing. And then you forget, I mean, she's 97. And who else is 97? I was just reading a story about Prince Philip. He's 97. It's like the Queen. The Queen will never go. She may be the oldest living monarch of all time. Charles may never sit on the throne. So Prince Philip was involved in a car accident near the royal estate, but I guess he was unscathed. And, of course, officially he is the Duke of Edinburgh, and it was a road accident with another car. So he was conscious, shocked, and shaken, they said. But after crashing his Range Rover near the estate, rolling it over on the side of the road, because that's what happened, he was driving. At 97, he's driving. And there you go. He retired from public life a couple of years ago. And he is a spry 97. It kind of brings up or begs that question. I'm not saying the accident was his fault. Of when do you stop driving? When do you decide? Yeah, I'm gonna cut it off here. I'm gonna stop driving because eyesight's a little funky. Even though I have giant Coke bottle glasses or cataracts or got the best medical coverage known to man. And it's wild. You think the Queen's younger. She's 92. They've been married for 71 years. Whew. How many people can say that? That they stayed in their first marriage, met and married the person that they were supposed to be with, or they think they're supposed to be with, whatever. They have a great marriage, and they've gone through life. Imagine what they've dealt with. And, of course, they've dealt with public life, but even just the normal human things you deal with. Wow, the stories have to be incredibly, incredibly fascinating. All right, speaking of fascinating, because this is my free ball segment where I like to call odds and ends, I love cars. Don't know a lot about cars, right? I can change a tire if I have to. And there's a couple of other things I can do with cars. I wanted to actually learn more about cars, but when I was in high school and I asked to be able to take auto shop, they told me no. They said there would be, that I wasn't going to go in that direction, and I was going to go off to school, so I would take one of the young guys' spots if I took a spot where I had a class in auto mechanics. I was really into it. I wanted to see if I could figure out, learn enough about the car. But anyway, I do have sort of a thing for cars, sort of. And I was looking at the Acura they unveiled at the Detroit Auto Show. I mean, that must be something to go there. I've never been to it. A 2019 Acura NSX. Beautiful. I mean, it looks like a race car. Like a souped-up race car. I mean, even the Kias, they have a Kia Dub Stinger is what they call it, and that looks good. I don't know what it costs, but it looks pretty good. And then, of course, you have the high-end cars, like the Alfa Romeo 4C Spider, which is baby blue and beautiful. And the problem is, with some of these cars, let's just say, you do well, and you want to treat yourself. You haven't spent a lot of money. It's not like you're... It's not like you're a movie star, you're George Clooney, and money just flies out of a machine for you. But you have a little bit of money, and so this is the one thing you want to splurge on. How comfortable would you be, though, driving that sucker down Main Street, parking at a mall somewhere, or in front of a restaurant, that somebody doesn't come up and sideswipe you, or park too close and give you one of those door dings, right? And you have a car that's, I don't know, cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Wouldn't you get sort of like heart palpitations for that? It's like I look at these Lamborghinis, and the problem with the Lamborghini is where are you going to open that up? You got to have some open roads for that sucker. And then when you park, what's going to happen there? And then valeting it? Really? You're going to valet the Lamborghini or the Mercedes 4x4? I don't know. I'm just thinking. If it's no object, then perhaps. But it might make me a little bit nervous. That's why these cars are surprisingly, some of the low, I'll call them lower end, not as expensive cars, are really, some of them are just incredible, incredibly beautiful. They look fantastic. They look like the high-end sports cars. We're going to do a show from the Detroit Auto Show one time. There'll be so many people to talk to and so much to show you. We do tons of video that you'd just be blown away by this, even if you're not a car freak. Speaking of cars, you can get in mine, and I'm going to take you to the movies next on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
An open-ended question for many of you listening to the show. How many of you have been to a movie lately? Show of hands. I have my special infrared glasses where I can see just about anything across the country. Wait a second. I have like this chair that shoots up right in the center of the house that allows me that view. All right. So we're looking around. I see a couple over here and a couple over there. That one tall guy out there somewhere in a yard, looks like it's in the Midwest. It's been to a movie lately. I like movies to decompress, but they come in batches for me because there's got to be something that's worthwhile. There's just some movies that are better on the big screen. I saw The Mule with Clint Eastwood. And he was excellent in it. And I liked all the whole Dirty Harry stuff. So, and I liked really a lot of the movies that Clint Eastwood was involved with. And that lived up to its billing. I thought it was excellent. I saw The Favorite because I'm fascinated by the craziness of the royals. And that movie was very well done, I thought. Queen Anne was a kooky nut. And they portrayed that, but then portrayed the sadness of Queen Anne. And it's up for a whole bunch of awards, and The Mules was up for a bunch of awards, too. So anyway, the first movie we're going to take you to is PG-13. It's a long one because it's 2 hours and 10 minutes. That's without all the previews and everything else in between. And Glass is a look into, you know, David Dunn is trying to deliver vigilante justice to the Beast, the madman who has superhuman strength and 23 personalities. 23 personalities. Can you imagine that? All right, so take a listen.
It's amazing to meet you. It is simply extraordinary. Maybe this will all make sense if I explain who I am. My name is Dr. Ellie Staple, and I'm a psychiatrist. My work concerns a particular type of delusion of grandeur. It's a growing field. I specialize in those individuals who believe they are superheroes.
Good for you.
The three of you've convinced yourselves you have extraordinary gifts, like something out of a comic book. David Dunn, the only person to survive that train wreck all those years ago. What do you do?
I'm in security.
You think you have superpowers?
It's a feeling. Vision. I have to touch them.
You believe you are a protector.
My name is Patricia.
I have no question. There are 2 dozen identities.
I'm Mary Reynolds.
What about what, Senor?
We almost got you, bro.
That live in that body with you.
The Beast is coming any minute now for you guys.
But what I am questioning is your belief that you are something more than human.
And yet, it is true. My bones break easily. I've had 94 breaks in my life.
But you have an extraordinary IQ.
This is not a cartoon. This is the real world.
No way.
And yet, some of us still don't die with bullets. Some of us can still bend steel. I've been waiting for the world to see that we exist. May I meet the Beast? I hope for your sake that he likes you. That sounds like the bad guys teaming up. A lot of people are going to die. Don't do this. What do we call you, sir? First name, Mr. Last name, Glass.
Wow, so that explains it. M. Night Shyamalan's Glass. It's kind of a mashup trilogy that started 19 years ago, can you believe it, with Unbreakable. And it includes Split. That came out 2 years ago. Pretty intriguing. It's getting mixed reviews. And it brings together these three characters from the recent distant past, or by another count, 26 characters because of James McAvoy's Kevin from Split. I read Joe Morgenstern's review in the Wall Street Journal, and he's kind of mixed. He lays it out for you, and I love Sarah Paulson. She's the doctor. You heard her voice there, and the actors are brilliant in this. Samuel L. Jackson, James McAvoy, and Bruce Willis is the other character. I am going to go see it with my nephew as we're taking a show on the road to Tampa, Florida for a couple of days. And he already called me and asked me, so I am a captive audience member regardless. I will give a cheap movie review after I've seen it. All right, the next movie up of the three that we're looking at this time around of new releases, An Acceptable Loss.
Look,
Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is committed to detonating a nuclear device in an American city unless we act now.
Elizabeth, you're confident these men will be at this place at this time.
I am.
So, let's go in this thing.
Amazing work. I knew I could count on you. Students, we are honored to have secured the talents of one of the most brilliant minds in American foreign policy today.
I was on my post 4 years ago. After that, I was a figure of controversy.
Thank you for your service to the country.
How many people died?
How many?
80 students yourself.
When the time's right.
Why are you here?
I just want to understand how evil works.
Evil. You want to understand? Read it.
We were at war. We did what needed to be done. And our country is safer for it.
These have to be published.
There are elements within the White House. Can we make sure these never see the light of day?
Decision was made, and order was given. You're either with us or you're against us. It's as simple as that.
That bomb was dropped on a lie.
What should we do with Libby?
Take her. I'm no longer on your team.
Are you suspicious of everyone now?
We have to win this war. Total victory.
I know I'm going to have to answer for what I've done. But I have a chance.
All right, acceptable loss. You could pretty much get the gist there. Former National Security Advisor risking her life, exposing a massive cover-up involving thousands of deaths. Sounds like something you would stream later. It's an, meaning when it's out of the theaters, it's 1 hour, 42 minutes. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. Tika Sumpner is in it. She's the lead character. And actually, it looks intriguing. It's the kind of movie I like. But I think it's one I would probably wait for. It's done okay as far as people reviewing it. There's somebody I just was reading, they were calling it a so-so thriller. But Jamie Lee Curtis is fascinating. Of course, she's a great actress. Last one up, The Kid Who Would Be King.
Help! Somebody help me!
Hey, leave him alone.
It's a tough world out there. And it's getting tougher all the time. And the world is not going to change.
Hello? Is anybody here?
It's you that has to change.
Something amazing happened. You have to see what I found. Something written on the guard. Put it into Google Translate.
It means Sword of Arthur.
What if it's the sword in the stone?
All right, The Kid Who Would Be King, old school magic meets the modern world when Alex stumbles upon the mythical sword of Excalibur. Could be fun for kids, that's for sure. Patrick Stewart is in it. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 84%. 2 hours, adventure, PG, sounds like kids, grandkids. I bet people will go and see it. Enjoy the movies if you go. Thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.